this goes to Dr. Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Pamela Geiger. It's G-E-I-G-E-R. Date of birth, August 4th, 1949. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up study for Mrs. Geiger with currently has stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and she had severe aortic stenosis, which required open heart surgery in April of this year. They had to replace the aortic valve and work on the aortic root calcifications. She had complications postoperatively and remained on bypass for more than 7 hours. Kidney function became worse in the hospital, and she was hospitalized for quite a while. And then after discharge, kidney function did not return to baseline. So starting April 25th, creatinine 1.54, and then monthly labs have been done since that time. And they are progressively increasing also. She is feeling slightly better. She's less short of breath, but still very, very tired all the time. That has not improved. The cardiologist told her it may take up to a year before she feels significantly better. Currently no headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena, no current chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion. That is stable and slightly improved. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema. Medications, atenolol or Lopressor is 50 milligram twice a day, Protonix 40 milligram daily, Aldactone 25 milligram twice a day, Lipitor, Trazodone for sleep, Tylenol for pain, Melatonin if needed for sleep. Centrum Silver, she takes ferrous sulfate every other day, a vitamin B12, a vitamin D3, some Opticon A eye drops if needed. Also, a Ventolin inhaler if needed for cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Atrovent nasal spray. Norvasc is 2.5 milligram once daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. She's no longer taking Losartan. Physical exam, weight is 214 pounds, and that's a 16-pound decrease since her last visit. Pulse is 72, blood pressure is 136 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, and heart is regular, currently no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 12th of 2025, and creatinine has increased to 1.81, previous levels 1.63, 1.4, 1.51, 1.54 monthly. Now the GFR is 29, intact parathyroid hormone is 78.6, calcium 9.8, sodium 138, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 23, albumin is 3.9, phosphorus 4.2, hemoglobin 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease with worsening of renal function after the aortic valve and aortic root surgery in April of this year. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will have lab studies again the first week of September, just to see if the creatinine will restabilize in the 1.5 range. We are doing them monthly. She will continue her low-sodium diet, and she is on a fluid restriction of two liters in 24 hours or less. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.